Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese, Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, happy Friday, Jay Foreman. Old School, the new school way is blazing here in Lincoln, Nebraska. 100 degrees, 100 miles an hour wind. We are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients at Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Old Cheney / Andromat, and 168th and Maple. We're going to get right to it very rarely, but I get to talk to them all the time. We will welcome in. I'm going to put it out there, Dad, in the universe since football starting is the future, hopefully, Hall of Famer. Former Minnesota Viking great, and obviously the great, one of the great dads out there. Welcome back into Old School.
What's up?
Not much, Dad. I know you're busy, but I wanted to ask you, number one, we'll dive into your Canes. I'm going to give you your chance to talk about your Canes.
Okay.
But I want to talk to you about this new age of NIL and recruiting and how it's so much drastically different, obviously, than when – you were getting recruited,
right.
Even though you guys had a little bit of an NIL going down in Miami. So just talk about your thoughts on this new age of recruiting.
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with a kid getting paid. Of course, the schools are getting paid. Everybody's making money. They should make some money. But the thing is, they got to set some guidelines to keep everything in the space that it belongs in. You know, these young men. Now, I read where one kid went to USC, then he went to Rice, then he went to 3-4 different schools, and then at the end, he ended up with $4 million and didn't even play but 13 games altogether. So, the money, the kids got to understand where the money is. You know, if you got $1, you know you're going to be spending $2. You know, it's about controlling, you know, teaching them about how to handle it. I'm just glad that they've done a little so far to try to get it under control, because it does need to be under control, because, you know, you're going to have the haves and the have-not-nots. That means, you know, there's going to be so many other college programs that are going to suffer. But, you know, hopefully they'll make the changes they need to make, and, the college football will be a better for it. But college football is my favorite sport, so. I'm hoping for the best there.
Yeah, Dad, you know, I talked about it, obviously when, last year, when you went into the Ring of Fame. Talk about that, just because, number one, I was on the previous hour, I was talking about, right, obviously, you making the trek from Frederick down to Miami in 1968. Right. Talk about that, because obviously it was a unique time in United States history, but a unique time at the University of Miami, and then obviously right. – you being the pioneer of the first recruiting class down there. Just talk about that process.
Well, it was interesting, because the guy that was checking me out, checked me out mistakenly. I think we were playing a school called Bel Air High School. They were from Baltimore. We were playing them. Coach from Miami was up you know, recruiting him, and then we were playing against them, and obviously I was going against this guy. He was a running back. I played at that time defensive tackle, tight end, and that's where I first came in contact with Miami. But other than that, it was Maryland, maybe Michigan State, someplace, Syracuse, places like that. But when I went for my visit to Miami, you know, I thought it was, you know, just the place for me. They only had the first they had two black athletes down there at the time. One was named Ray Bellman. He was the first, and Tom Sullivan. Then, of course, I came in with a guy named Burgess Owens. And, you know, so we really, and never, all three of us were, you know, played in the NFL. All of us played. Now, of course, Burgess and I were number one draft choices. But that's when the floodgates started to open in Miami, because, of course, back in that time, they were just integrating schools in the South and in the Southwest, Southwest, and all that. So that was, you know, a challenge, somewhat of a challenge. But we knew what we had to do and the responsibilities we had to make sure we got our schoolwork, did the things that we needed to do to get ready for the season, do what we had to do to get better, put the time in off the field. I mean, you know, put the time in on the field, put the time in the weight, all those types of things we had to do to be successful down there, because it was, like I said, the beginning of integration in Miami, Florida, all those schools. You know, we were just starting to, you know, they were just starting to open the doors. So I had, for me and at the University of Miami, our president was a guy named Henry King Stanford. And he was the guy that insisted that the program be integrated. And he was one heck of a, I mean, I guarantee you this, if I had an issue of any kind, I didn't go to the coach. I went to the president of the school. The door was open. And when my parents and I went down there as a recruit, and he was talking to my parents about your grandparents, obviously, they talked to them, and they were real comfortable with me going to school down in Miami. But it was a great experience. Miami, of course, you know, has gone on to do some great things, and unfortunately, sometimes, you know, they forget about who started the program, who got it going. And they just concentrate on the current players. But, you know, we know where it all started. And I did get into the Ring of Honor. I was in the Hall of Fame, but it took them all that time to put me into the Ring of Honor. And then some of the guys, when I got in there, said, well, now this thing is legit because you were in there. And so I don't know, I mean, the whole story about it, but finally in there, and the great honor to have, and being a Hurricane is, you know, excuse me, but nothing like it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think, I was excited, you know, for you to get it, 'cause we had talked about it over, mm-hmm. you know, the years you get in there. But one of my favorite stories is when, you know, you went up, you know, obviously growing up in Maryland, Penn State was, you know, obviously a big school.
Oh, yeah.
And just talk about, I always say this. I mean, you know, Dad, it's funny. I always tell people, you went through the thing with Penn State. I went through it kind of like with Minnesota. And the scouting or coaching isn't perfect. Recruiting isn't perfect.
No.
And then obviously we were able to go to a better place. Just talk about that process of okay. not going to Penn State. No, but now I got to tell you, remind you, we're on live radio now, okay?
Okay.
We're not
okay.
in the car. Make sure.
Yeah, I can't say it the way I normally. I can't say it the way I would normally tell the story. But anyway, Joe Paterno and my high school coach, Adam Craven, they were friends. And, you know, we had a pretty successful high school football team. In fact, we only lost one game in 3 years that I played. And, you know, I was, like, state champion in the hurdles, state champion in all that stuff, and basketball and all that. And we, anyway, we were being recruited, and the coach Craven says, okay, we're going to go to Penn State. When, you know, I mean, you see the Joe Paterno, remember, you're going to Penn State, and, you know, that's the best program in the country at the time, and, you know, we'll let him see and watch the film and see what he thinks. So anyway, we go to Penn State. They're real nice. They fed us. We got in there, and we watched the film on Penn State at the time, and then we watched those guys that they had on their team and playing. there. And so I'm like, oh, I'm thinking to myself, and I had a friend of mine with us named Ryan Proctor. He was a linebacker. Anyway, so as we watched the film, and we were, and he was watching our film while we were watching Penn State, but he comes back out and he says to us both, guys, I watched your film, but I just don't think you were, you're Penn State material. And my friend and I looked at ourselves and we started laughing. And he was looking at us like, well, what was wrong? And I can't say the words I said to him, but I'm saying, are you telling me we can't play with that? It started with the S.
Yeah.
You know, and we just started laughing. And our coach was like, that's Joe Paterno. And we said, we don't care who he is. I know I'm better than half the players I'm watching on the team, and I ain't even on college yet. And so we ended up leaving there. And, of course, we didn't go. I actually went to Miami, but my coach lectured us all the way. But we were real confident guys. And then as I went on to college and stuff like that, and then I got into the NFL, and I got an award in Maryland. He was the headline speaker. And he says, boy, I sure made a mistake on you, didn't I? I said, you're damn right. You know, and so he just like shook my hand and said, well, that's one mistake I made. I know. But I mean, I guess what I'm saying is that not only did I have great coaches, but they gave us every confidence in the world to be who we were and to let us know, you know, you put the work in, you know, what you see is what you get. And you watch those film, what you see is what it is. And we saw the film, you know, they had good players, but they couldn't play with us. You know, by any stretch of the imagination.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey, I'm Dr. Z, and I'm a neurosurgeon. So that means long hours, early rounds, late nights, and everything in between. And through it all, I wear Figs. Because they're built for what I do. Through the chaos, through the hours, and through whatever the day throws at me, they do their job so I can do mine. They're comfortable when it counts, and functional when I need them the most. So where do you wear your Figs? On shift, on call, on the couch in the break room listening to this podcast? Wherever it is, they fit right in. And now listeners of this podcast can get 15% off their first order. Just head to wearfigs.com and use code FIGSRX at checkout. That's wearfigs.com, code FIGSRX.
So that was my big Penn State story with Joe Paterno. Of course, my father and mother heard about it. They weren't too happy about it, but I've always spoke my mind, and that's what I told Joe Paterno at that time. I'm like, as laughing as we said it, like, point of you telling us we can't play with that, you know, this, yeah. You know, and that's the way it went. And so we just started laughing. And of course, our coaches upset was it both of us. And, you know, then that's later, soon after that, I went on and signed with Miami.
You know, Dad, one of the things I think that is a lost emphasis now is multiple sport athletes. And I think obviously right. People see, you know, how great you were in college. And then, mm-hmm. You know, you just mentioned just real quick that you were a defensive tackle tight end in high school. And obviously mm-hmm. You ended up being one of the greatest running backs of all time. Talk about you used to always emphasize to me, play every single sport, compete right. And everything, because right. One helps the other.
You're right.
Talk about how that's kind of died off, and but then talk about how important it was to you, because people don't realize basketball, track, mm-hmm. And then obviously football, how great you were in all three sports.
Well, I had more basketball offers than I did football. I was state champion in hurdles in Maryland for 2 years in a row. Track man, you know, basketball, I mean, all those sports. And I firmly believe that each sport gives you something else that helps you in the other sport, regardless of whether it is. I know football, that determination, you know, when you got that physical thing, you're going one-on-one with somebody and stuff like that. That's a whole different process than there is when you, you know, in a track meet and you're looking over at a guy and you're running 120 highs, 110 low high hurdles. And, you know, it's not a physical thing. It's a mental thing. And it's, did you put the work in? And when did you put the work in? Okay, there were some guys that were faster than me, probably. But my form was so good that I would just skim the hurdle. I beat them every time on that. You know, there were a lot of guys that were faster. But my coach, his name was Jack Griffin. He was the head track coach for the U.S. 1968 U.S. women's track team. Back in time, and so he was like the greatest. I'm the best there was. So, putting that time in and playing all three sports, you know, to me, I think number one, it gives you a selection of what you want to do, and number three, I think all three contribute to the other. And so now in this age of where guys are just playing one sport, well, you know, they playing basketball, or they playing football, they might run track or baseball. They don't do anything else. So how are they going to know how good they're going to be at anything else? And they might be better at the other, but they'll never know. Because somehow with the way things are going now, you know, if you're going to play basketball, you got to play in all these tournaments in the off season where you're supposed to be doing something else. You're playing football, you know, and they want you to play basketball during football. And it's unfortunate that to me, a lot of the young men that are in sports today, they don't even know how good they could be, even at the sport that they choose, because they haven't participated in the others. And I think the best thing that ever happened to me is that I was a multidimensional player in every aspect of football, because I was a football player. I just didn't play fullback or running back or tight end or defensive tackle at the time. You know, I played football. There was no position I couldn't play. But that was because that was back in those days, that's how they coached you. You had to play both ways. You know, and like I always told you when you were coming up, hey, man, you know, you play both ways. When you were at Minnetonka, remember? And they were having you go one way. And I'm like, what's up with that? And that's one of the reasons why I transferred you over to Eden Prairie, because I didn't like the fact that you only play in one way. And I thought that was going to shortchange you in the end. And so I think now, especially when you see it now, all these athletes, pretty good ones, you know, they shortchange themselves all the time because now they are just not giving themselves a chance to be better at the other sports that they're probably better at.
Yeah, I know. One I always tell people is, like, you know, with you, you always kind of kept things simple, and you always say, hey, look, you know, one sport helps you be better at the other, and then you'll know when, you know, you have one, you know, your main sport. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I talked about is, like, when I was getting recruited, how you were able to, you know, I guess shield me from all the nonsense, but then also be able to decipher through it. Talk about that, because, you know, we had unique, you know, experience with the University of Minnesota. But then also you, when I remember the conversation, I felt like I was needed to get, you know, should have got more looks and, you know, had to, you know, obviously mm-hmm. after the Bloomington Jefferson game, the rest was history.
Right.
Talk about, you know, the role as a parent, and especially I was probably obviously mm-hmm. magnified now. Talk about your role as a parent, because obviously our experience as father, son is uniquely different mm-hmm. than normal people was because of, you know, your prowess on the football field. So talk about your process as a parent that you had to, right. or we had to go through in the recruiting process in high school.
The one thing with you for sure was, you know, people, because my son, everybody's saying, well, they expected a lot. And I wanted to make sure, hey, wait a minute. They said, well, he's no Chuck Foreman. I said, well, hell, ain't nobody else Chuck Foreman, you know, but me. But what I wanted to make sure you didn't go through was that thing where there was so much expectations of you that you wouldn't be allowed to develop to be the kind of player that you were going to be. And, you know, that one school you went to, I just didn't think that coach was capable of that, because he was, you know, he just, to me, it was uncomfortable, because I'm watching you being the better athlete, not being on the field. And then being my son in Minnesota, you know, that was also something that I never had really asked you a lot about, but I knew that would be some pressure you'd had to deal with, but I thought you'd be able to deal with it. And then when it got to the point where, you know, you were developing and you're getting better and better, and I watched you play basketball, and, you know, I saw your hops. I saw all these things about you as an athlete. You know, I said, okay, you know, I'm being honest with myself. I'm saying this guy can play wherever he wants to play. You know, he just got somebody's just got to give him the opportunity. But one of our schools, our local school, University of Minnesota, when you come up, we went to visit, that guy said that, you know, he said, well, we're not recruiting Jay. I'm saying, wait a minute, let me just respond to you this way. I said, number one, you're not even in our top 10. So you don't even need to call us or tell us anything. I don't know if you remember that, but Minnesota was not in our top 10 of schools. And then you went on and signed with Nebraska. And then, you know, there was a little something about it on the news. Yeah, Foreman not good enough to play at Minnesota, but really good enough to play at Nebraska. And then when we met the coaches, that Coach Osborne came in, remember?
Yeah, I remember that. I mean,
and and he came in, and then he says, "Well, you know, we got a lot of Lawrence Phillips was there. Well, you know, we got some great running back, but man, I think if we got him in our program, boy, he could help. He could play some great defense for us." And I'm saying, well, I mean, I didn't know how you were going to take it, but you surprisingly were accepted that role. And as it went on, you know, they got you down there. I remember you got on the weight program, and I forgot which. You came home for a holiday. I came in the house. I didn't know who was in the house. You were physically different. I mean, you know, you were bigger, stronger, and all that kind of stuff. I really didn't even know my own son. But, you know, that's how things go. And if I had anything to say to any parent, you know, don't believe. You know, when you say guys are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stars, don't even believe that. You know, this is what you do when you get there. You know, you can see that. Because I know even for me, when I came out of college and we had all these great running backs, Greg Pruitt, you know, Otis Armstrong, all these guys went to the bigger schools that had the bigger names back at USC, UCLA, all that stuff. But when I got to that those All-Star games and I just observed, and I'm saying to myself, this guy can't play with me. And so, but that's because I put the time in and I observed and watched. But that's what a lot of kids, they need to put that work in. Don't worry about those stars in front of your name. You got to worry about putting the work in. And now how many out of 5 stars or 4 stars you see will be so great? Hey, 90% of them don't even make it.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you know what, Dad, we're going to go to a commercial, come back. Can we get you for like 10, 15 more minutes after about 5 minutes break?
You send me $100.
All right, this is Old School. We're going to take a quick break. We got to get our $100 together. We'll be right back. Chuck Foreman. All right, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number. Not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.